It's Dave Plyer in for Bob Surratt this morning on 720 WGN. Now, today is one of the hottest grilling days of the season. And to talk about grills, grilling techniques, great recipes this morning for the July 4th holiday weekend and throughout the summer is Weber Grills Master Chef. He's Kevin Coleman. Kev, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing much, Dave. Thanks again for having us. It's not a grilling holiday without talking to you first.
That's true.
I always appreciate for being on with you.
That is so true. Thank you so much. You know, Americans this weekend will spend nearly $7 billion on cookouts. There's over 150 million hot dogs that will be eaten. What does Kevin Coleman have on his grill this weekend?
Well, we just did some. My daughter turned 8. On the first, so we did some
happy birthday.
Pork and some ribs, some sausage yesterday. Today we're going to go play golf, but the cool thing is we've already got our Luminati's pizza that we're putting on the grill, so when we get back from golfing, because my brother's in town, we're going to put the pizzas on the grill, we're going to finish those up, and then we're going to have pizza today. Tomorrow is all sausage, so we've got like 6 to 7 different types of sausages we're going to be grilling, from a Reuben style, jardinière, pizza, Texas style. So we're going to just do straight sausage tomorrow and then have some fun with some fireworks and enjoy life.
I know people might be surprised at this, but you have like 30, 40 grills. Like, which grills will you be cooking on this weekend? I know there's a new Weber smoke fire. Is that the star player this weekend?
Well, the thing about it, you're right. Smoke fire, we're definitely going to be cooking on there. And the reason why I love cooking on that is because it will maintain temperatures from 225 all the way up to 600 if I need. It has a smoke boost feature. So the things that we're going to be, the sauces we're going to be doing, we're going to get some smoke on them first, and then we're going to finish them off. I don't really have to monitor that grill. It does it itself through our Weber Connect app. So it makes grilling, smoking really easy. We're going to use a gas grill to kind of finish some stuff up, maybe do a little bit of skirt steak. So we're going to play with a lot of different grill toys this weekend and share the wealth in our backyard.
Very nice. Talk about barbecue ribs. You know, I'm a big rib guy. I love them when they fall off the bone, but I also like them a little heartier. What is your favorite way to throw ribs on the grill, and do you use a sauce or do you use a rub?
Well, that's in our house, there's two camps. There's the dry rubs and then there's the sauce. And so I try to cook for everybody. I love doing spare ribs. I like the St. Louis style, which means you take it off the rib tips. There's more meat on those. They're going to cook. We like to say it's the 3-2-1 method, 3 hours on the smoker with the dry rub on. Then we put meat side down inside a foil with a cup of apple juice, half a stick of butter, a little bit of brown sugar. We seal those up. They go back on the smoker for 2 hours, and then we take them off, open up the foil, put them back on the smoker for one more hour. Now, if you're a sauce guy, best time the sauce is going to be 20 minutes before they come off the smoker. And so part of those St. Louis style are going to get sauced, and then half of them aren't for the people in my family that don't like them. And if you're a baby back guy, it's a 2-1-1 method. So 2 hours on, 1 hour foil, 1 hour back on the smoker, and that's a pretty surefire way to come out with some pretty perfect ribs.
Do you prefer the rub or do you prefer the sauce?
I mean, that's like, which grill I like the most. I mean, yesterday we did some sauce, some not. And the thing I like about the not sauce is if you put a little bit extra rub on there, that sugar starts to caramelize and you get a really nice crispy rib if you cook them enough. The thing about the sauce is, though, it provides such a depth of flavor. So it's one of those things that, like, we had the best of both worlds. We had some sauce, some not. So it's kind of, it depends what we're doing, you know?
Gotcha. It's Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill, and if you got a question for him, 312-981-7200. You're all about the burger. Dean was just talking about how he did a burger with the cheese and the peppers and the onions all mixed inside. What is your favorite burger recipe?
So I like to keep it pretty simple. We'll cook bacon. I'll dice the bacon up. I'll put that throughout the burger. And the reason why I love doing that is because every bite's going to have bacon in it. And in the world of barbecue, bacon is our penicillin. It fixes everything. So we'll mix that in, a nice, easy salt and pepper rub to the outside of them. And then what I'll also do is I'll have a little bit extra bacon, and I'll take that with some onions, saute that together, and I'll finish it with a little bit of balsamic and a little bit of butter, and that's going to go on top of our cheese. And I'm a big double cheese when I go on to my burgers, just because I want that ooey gooey stuff, and yeah. I want to make sure I'm getting that fat and flavor. And so that's our bacon burger that we like to do here, and people like it, and that's what we like to do.
I like the balsamic. You mentioned skirt steak earlier. What are you doing with the skirt steak?
So for the people out there, there's two different types of skirt, right? There's an inside and an out. And so we like the outside because it's a little bit thicker. And so what I like to do is, it's actually pretty simple. If you go to any kind of local store, you can get chipotle peppers, which are jalapenos, in adobo sauce. And so I take the adobo sauce because it's nice and smoky and savory, and I put that over the skirt steak, just my regular steak rub on top of that, which is just salt, pepper, a little bit of granulated garlic. That goes on the grill about 2 minutes aside. Take that off. Make sure that you're slicing against the grain. Simple, easy, but some of the best flavor and best skirt steak that I can cook.
Nice. All right. Okay. And you were mentioning pizza on the grill, and people really don't always think about a pizza on there and creating something. You said you're putting a Lou Malnati's pizza on there. Talk to us a little bit about how you prepare that and how you do that. Because, I mean, you're treating your grill as an oven.
Yeah, so you're using your grill as an oven. So if you have a charcoal grill, you're using about 3/4 of a chimney. You're putting a nice circle on the inside of your charcoal grill. The pizza goes directly in the center. If you have a gas grill, outside burners are on medium to high. Inside burners are off. You're looking for 375 to 400. And that's, you know, especially now with being so hot outside, it's great to be able to take pizza. And a lot of places out there, Lou's is one of them, but you can get par-baked pizza. So you can get half-baked pizzas from your favorite pizza place. Like today, we're going to be golfing. We're not sure what time we're eating, so I already have the pizzas. So once we get home, I can just put those directly on the grill, bake them for the 20 to 25 minutes to finish them, and I've got pizza for everybody. We're all eating at the same time and enjoying life. And so that's what I love about being around the Chicagoland area. There's so many great pizza places. Challenges, sometimes you want to eat at a different time. And so being able to start your grill and warm them up just like they would in a pizza place makes your life so much easier, but everybody else can have a great time. And you don't have to necessarily get all the raw ingredients, which is one thing I like to.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. What are we giving away today, Kev?
We're giving away a Weber Connect because everybody out there, especially with Father's Day just coming up, the Weber Connect is a Wi-Fi-enabled device. It monitors your grill so you can put a probe on there that gives the ambient temperature. It has cook programs so you can actually, we walk you through from putting the steak on all the way to taking it off and letting it rest. So we want to give one of those away. And then we also, I think, want to give away a Weber Q because it is the summertime. It's a great compact grill, does a great job in the backyard, and we want to make sure that the Chicagoland area people are grilling and enjoying life.
Beautiful. All right, here what we're going to do. We're going to take the seventh caller, but you got to get this question right. And people are already calling. It's hysterical. They just know much. They just know what we do on the holidays. The lines are loaded already. That's so funny. Okay, so here's the question. Everybody listen to this, because I usually do I do very similar questions. I picked a really good one, okay? So here's the question to our listeners. Which American president made note in his diary that he was going up to Alexandria to a barbecue? First president that ever mentioned a barbecue. Which American president made a note in his diary that he went up to Alexandria to a barbecue? Is it A, Abraham Lincoln, B, George Washington, C, James Monroe, or D, Thomas Jefferson? Again, which American president made a note in his diary that he went up to Alexandria to a barbecue? Is it Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, James Monroe, or Thomas Jefferson? This is for a Weber Q grill and a Weber Connect. And we'll do that at 312-981-7200. It's perfect grilling weekend day. What is our weather going to be like? Hot. All right, it's Dave Player back with you here on 720 WGN. In for Bob Surratt, we're talking to Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill. And the question to win a Weber Q grill is, which American president made a note in his diary that he went up to Alexandria to a barbecue? Is it A, Abraham Lincoln, B, George Washington, C, James Monroe, or D, Thomas Jefferson? Jim in Dixon, Illinois, has the answer. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Excellent. And what is the answer?
Evidently. George Washington.
It is George Washington. Very good. Very good. You win a Weber Q. Yeah, Weber Q and a Weber Connect. And what's the Weber Connect all about, Kev, again?
So it's a Wi-Fi-enabled device that will monitor the temperatures of your grill. It'll also monitor the temperatures of the food that you're cooking. And if you need extra help, it has step-by-step guidance through that process. It has a ton of cook programs, a ton of great information locked into there. So it basically takes myself, puts it right next to you when you're grilling, and turns you into a grill master.
And I don't even have to give him beer standing there, do I? That'd be great.
You don't. Jim, congratulations. Stay on the line.
Hey, thanks so much, guys.
Curtis will get your information, and have a great 4th.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it, and Dave, too.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, buddy. All right. You know, let's talk a little bit about I follow your Facebook page all the time, and you guys do a lot of breakfast on the grill, and I don't think a lot of people think about breakfast, the non-traditional things in their mind of what grilling is all about. You do a banana bread on the grill.
So we've done banana bread. It's a really simple recipe. And when you can use your grill, and especially with Weber's, because of design that way, it mimics the heat and the way the air moves around just like in your oven. And so we've done banana breads. We also, like, a big thing with my daughters is pancakes. And so instead of us doing a sundae bar, we do a pancake bar. And so we'll set our grill up for direct heat. We try to keep that around 350 to 400. We use a griddle. But then we have chocolate chips, white chocolate chips, peanut butter chocolate chips. And so we have a bunch of different fruit. And so we have a bunch of different ingredients. And so we give them each a bowl of batter, and they can put whatever they like to in their batter. And, you know, a little bit of cooking spray down on the griddle. I keep the lid closed 3 or 4 minutes aside, and all of a sudden you've got some great grilled pancakes. And instead of having to make the mess inside and have to clean it up, it's right out on your grill, simple and easy. And instead of heating the house up, we're out on the grill having breakfast, and everybody's winning and loving it.
I was going to say, we've had our grill open more. There's two things that we've done more in the backyard, and that is a fire pit and the grill. And we have done so much out there on the grill with the kids helping me as well. And it's just been a fun experience. Like, we've just been experimenting with so many different foods out there. It actually built my confidence a little bit more about what I can do in grilling vegetables on the grill. The one thing I still struggle with sometimes is the seafood. Throwing some fish on the grill we go fishing up in Wisconsin as well. We bring back some bluegills, and I always overcook a little bit. Well, give me some tips on really how to do fish right.
So fish on the grill, there's a couple ways you can do it. One, you can use a cedar plank. Two, you can use a fish basket that Weber sells, which goes over the grates, which helps some things falling through, especially if it's a little bit flaky. The other thing is you can put it directly on the grill. But the key to doing great grilled fish is making sure the heat is at the right temperature. And I like to cook around 425 to 450. Problem is, if you have heat at 500, 600 degrees, it really pulls that fish to the grates and starts to overcook it. And so if you can keep the heat somewhere around that 425 to 450, it makes your life easier. If you can remember, for every inch thick a piece of fish is, it's about 8 to 10 minutes of total cook time. And that's where, like, all this information is in the Weber Connect app. And so if you have a Weber Connect, what makes it so easy for you is you can actually – it'll actually tell you the temperature of the grill. It'll tell you where to put the probe. It also will monitor it for you. So taking it off at 135 – off the grill, letting it rest, brings it up to about 142-ish, and you've got the perfectly done and not overcooked fish. And so there's a lot of those great tips that you can do to make fish better. And you, Dave, you said it the best. We've always done it in this house, but what I love to see is how many people are outside cooking, making memories with their families, and really reconnecting. And it's such a powerful thing that I think Weber's been able to do for almost over 70 years, is bring people together in that backyard and make some of the best memories together.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a caller on. They just asked if how do you not blow the casings on a sausage? You know, because sometimes you can blow those out pretty quickly.
You can definitely do that, and I give those to the people I don't like. But the way to do that, the simple way to do that on a grill, 300 degrees, 325, you got to start it low. And so that's the key to doing great grilled sausage. You start at a low temperature, 300 to 325. You cook for about 6 to 8 minutes per side. And then at the end is where you turn the heat up to about 400, 425 to start getting really that great browning. So if you preheat the grill, 300, 325, put your sausage on, 6 to 8 minutes, and then turn the heat up at the end. The casing naturally expands. You don't pop all that great flavor out of it, and you've got some of the best grilled sausage you're going to do.
How about corn on the grill? Give us your method for that.
Yeah, that's like Chicago. Do you put ketchup on your hot dog or mustard? I know ketchup's sacrilegious, but some are in the husk, some are out. I like doing it in the husk, so I peel some of the husk back. I take the silk off. I soak it in ice-cold water for about an hour and a half. And I use like 2 or 3 tablespoons of sugar in there. And so then I'll set my grill up for indirect heat. I'll put the corn in the husk on the grill, cook that for about 25 minutes. I'll then take it off. And this is where you can eat it, or you can take a little bit of butter, put it on the corn, pull back that husk, you can put it back on direct heat and get a nice crisp to it. And so what I do finish it with is there's a great garlic parm seasoning that Weber has that I put that inside the butter. But any of your favorite seasonings that you want to make your corn pop, put that inside your butter and then baste the butter with that, and it is some of the best corn you'll ever have in your life.
Yeah, love that. Love that. Wrapping it up with dessert, I was at a buddy's house the other day, and he had a tray of s'mores that he put on the grill. So he had and everything from Girl Scout cookie mints, Kit Kats, Hershey's chocolate, and put them on the grill, and they were fabulous. I mean, they were just almost like baked fabulous. What is your favorite dessert to put on the grill?
So s'mores is one of my favorites, because the thing that's great about cooking more with people is if you have the right ingredients, they can pick what they want. We love doing s'mores. We love banana boats. So it's basically keeping the banana inside the peel. You slice it open. You can add your chocolate chips, your raspberries, your blueberries. That's something that, you know, the Girl Scouts of America came up with way back when they used to go on their camping trips. So between banana boats, s'mores in the summertime, not very heavy, but tons of great flavor and so easy to do on the grill. And again, you're going to do those things 375 to 400. You're just going to put those on indirect heat, bake those for about 6 to 8 minutes, and you've got some pretty awesome s'mores and banana boats.
Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill. For more on Weber, go to Weber.com, and please check out one of the three Weber restaurant locations in Chicagoland, downtown Schaumburg and Lombard. You can visit WeberGrillRestaurant.com. I appreciate you taking care of our listeners today, Kevin. Have a great weekend.
Dave, thank you so much. Everybody have a safe 4th of July, and congratulations to Andy on his new job as the voice of the Chicago White Sox. Very proud to see that the other day. So everybody have a great 4th. Thanks again, Dave, for having us on.
Pleasure. Look at that, Andy. Look at the nice shout out you got there, man. You the man. Oh, do I not have you up? There you go, buddy.
There you go.
Hello.
Thanks, Kevin. Thank you.
All right. And pleasure seeing you guys as well. Have a great 4th, Dave and Andy.
You too, Dave. And the family also.
Thank you, buddy. We're heading up north. And by the way, I'll be stopping by Anderson's Candy, which is in Richmond. They also have a location in Barrington. But on the way up, I'm telling you, to Wisconsin, go up there, get their chocolate-covered strawberries before they sell out. They've got great toffee, candy bars, and so many great things up there. Nothing beats Anderson's Candy. And again, AndersonsCandyShop.com. You can also visit and get it delivered right to your home. Bob is back on Monday. Pete McMurray is in for Roe later today. Next, Mark Carman will be filling in for John Williams after the top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Have a great 4th, everybody.